Governor Scott Walker kicked off a push for a new mining bill with trips to businesses in three Wisconsin cities. At a welding and fabrication shop in Green Bay, he said an iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin would generate up to 3,000 jobs across the state. Some local communities in Ashland and Iron counties, where the Gogebic mine would operate, objected to the last bill, saying it wouldn't compensate them for wear and tear on infrastructure. Walker pointed to resolutions passed in Iron County, indicating community leaders want the development.
Iron County is one of the most economically depressed areas in the state of Wisconsin, so they certainly want the work, and I think there's a way, not only the legislation, but just working with local governments to make sure that they're in a good position. But in the end, the best thing for them is going to be having more people work in their communities.
A first-year state senator, Tom Tiffany from northern Wisconsin, will head a new version of the Mining Committee. One of his Democratic colleagues on the committee is Bob Jouk, also from far northern Wisconsin. He has doubts as to how local communities will be compensated.
Well, it looks to me like from recent comments by Senator-elect Tiffany, who will be the new Mining Committee chair, that he doesn't give a damn about communities in northern Wisconsin, wants to keep the inadequate law on net proceeds, which basically means that the taxpayers are the last draw and may not see a dime in revenues for many years.
The new bill will likely be unveiled next week. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.